Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing part two today from the subject called He Gave Gifts Unto Men. And we're talking about topic number two, church government in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And God has set in the church first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Miracles, then gifts of healings, refer to the evangelist's office. Governments refers to the pastoral office. The fivefold offices are not being listed in order of their importance. They are being listed as they were developed in the early church. The elders, older men in age, were appointed by the apostles to oversee a new work that they started until such time as the elder developed into spiritual maturity and gifts to become a pastor to govern the church. The office of the pastor is also an office of an elder, but the pastor is the government of the local church. This is very important to understand because some people think the apostles, because they are ordered first in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, that they are above the other positions in the church. This is not so. They were the first ones to be developed by God in the early church, and that's the reason why they have been listed first. I now want to go to a definition of church government. Church government refers to who is in authority in the local church and who is responsible for leadership of the local body. It is not talking about the complete body of Christ on worldwide. Nowhere in the New Testament do we find the apostle governing the local body. In fact, the office of the apostle could not be part of the local government church because the apostle's office is typically not a stationary ministry located just in the local body. The apostle is a sent one who is sent out with a message to pioneer a new work and churches. The pastor is the government of the local church and is put in position by God. The government of the local church does not scripturally need all full fivefold ministry positions to be in the local church leadership to constitute a church government. The elders in a church are not the government in the local church and do not govern over the pastor. The elders may be put into position for a period of time until a pastor is found and takes this position to oversee the local church. It's important to understand the positions of the fivefold ministry, the elders, and the local church government and how this all works together. This will stop a lot of confusion. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed today's message. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.